classic hit, something for the weekend, and the new Irish movie, The Last Rite, is in cinemas this coming Friday, December 6th. You might have seen the posters all around the place on the side of buses. It stars Mikael Huseman from Game of Thrones, Samuel Bottomley, and Colm Meaney, my favourite actor. In the movie, Daniel Murphy wakes up on a flight home to Ireland from New York for his mum's funeral to find that the elderly man in the seat next to him on the plane has put him down as his next of kin in his passport. An adventure ensues, and I sat down with the whole gang, including director Aoife Crean, to find out more.
Are you going home for the Christmas?
My mother's funeral.
I'm doing something similar. My brother, he's in with the luggage.
Congratulations, I had a look at the film The Last Rite, and first of all, Aoife, well done for being brave enough to do it.
Oh my god, thank you. Well, I mean, it's thanks to these guys. It's like I'm still honestly still pinching myself a bit that they all agreed to be in the film, so.
Because it's terrifying. It's one thing when you're kind of working on somebody else's project, but when it's your own and you're responsible for everything, it's quite daunting.
It is, but actually for me, because I'd written it, it made it easier. Like, I had a little bit of experience of, I directed a short that I hadn't written, and I found I didn't really, when I've written it myself, I just know what I'm looking for, so it's just kind of, it feels easier. So in a way, yes, I mean, it's absolutely terrifying, definitely, yeah. But it's also kind of, I think you can go with your instincts.
Yeah,
you can trust them.
Okay. Well, you might explain the storyline for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. There's lots of twists and turns in this.
Yes.
A lot that I didn't really see coming. But so leave those ones out.
So what is The Last Rite about? I think it's about two brothers that are forced to reconnect, and they reconnect by going on a road trip. And it's, for me, I play Daniel, and Daniel has been carrying a burden on his shoulder for a long time, and it's about facing that and coming to terms with it and owning up to that and to what that means, and becoming a man, really.
Yeah. What you really do is you kidnap a corpse.
That's what actually happens. Yeah, exactly. But there's
yeah, because you know the way that happens by accident. Yeah.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's true. And it and there's so many small twists and turns that make the story so delightful and funny.
I don't know the guy.
Why would he have you down as his next of kin if you weren't?
They sent him here for you.
And they cannot send them back?
He's no budget for that.
Now, Samuel, you play an autistic character.
Yeah.
How was that? Was that a tough one to kind of get your head around?
Yeah, very, very tough. And obviously it's very hard to...
What? This is an English accent.
I know.
What?
Yes. Yes, I am from England as well. Leeds, the north of England. But yeah, it's very hard to play an autistic character because you don't want to make it into something where it's not realistic. We wanted to keep it so it was believable.
He's very particular, isn't he? Like, in the way he likes to have his breakfast
yeah.
at 8:45 a.m.
He finds safety in routine. For him, I think the film's all about just sort of overcoming fear, and I think you could probably say the same for your character as well.
Uh-huh.
Overcoming his fears and changing his routine and just having the confidence to do so,
yeah.
I think.
Mary, you think I'm a coward?
I think you're a hero.
Are they not trying to do a decent thing in their own way?
I suppose we should talk to Colm Meaney. Hello, Colm.
Hey.
Sitting back, relaxing there.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Not
well,
that
we can afford with these guys around. You know,
so. I'm so shocked that there wasn't a Cork accent there. Not the first time you've been playing a Garda.
No, I've done a few of them. Yeah, I think they're all related as well. Actually, you know?
Yeah.
Said to me today about Jerry Lynch from Intermission. You know what I mean? Rather similar. And it's true. I mean, guards are guards. You know,
guards are guards.
The law's the law. So fuck off and I'll get out.
I love the fact that you're so into the Ga, obviously. And by the way, the Dubs won 5 in a row this year.
Absolutely.
I'd say you were partying till there was no tomorrow.
I certainly was. It was a great achievement, and I'm actually doing. I'll see them all next week. There's a big Dublin the senior football team charity do is on at the Shelburne.
I'm aware because Neville, my colleague, has been talking to you about that.
Oh right. Good.
He's the Dub supporter, fan club, whatever, president, whatever it is.
I see.
So he's the man. Yes. So being involved in the GAA and loving the GAA, you must know a few guards as well. So is this anybody in particular?
Actually, you know, I don't know that many guards. No. I mean, actually, the two guards that I can think of that I know from the pub where girls seem to spend a lot of their time as well, you know. So, yeah, no, not through the GAA anyway. No.
It's kind of a good thing in a way. Yeah. Not to know a guard. I was getting a passport signed there the other week and they said, do you know any guards? And I was like, no, I don't. And why is that a bad thing?
Exactly.
I think it's pretty good.
Bonnie and Clyde.
We're being charged with armed robbery and illegal possession of a corpse.
Excuse me?
It's a Volvo. It's got a budgie coffin on the roof.
Coffin for budgies?
No, not a coffin for budgies, a coffin with budgies on it.
When you were filming this then, did you have long with the guys, kind of getting everybody together? Was that difficult for you, Eva?
Well, we were really lucky, actually, because with Michiel and Samuel and Niamh and Algar, who plays Mary, we had a full week's rehearsal before shooting, and that was great because it meant that we could establish a shorthand, and especially with Louis, because Sam, if you guys have heard his accent, is like, he's got to do an accent and autism. So it kind of, it gave us a shorthand on set, I think. And then Colm and I spoke beforehand, and that was brilliant. And from, I mean, the minute Colm showed up on set, it was like he was just, you know, a pro. Yeah. And he's wild doing it, but it was just, it was such a kind of joy to watch him, and he was so supportive as well, and kind of, and so it was, yeah, it made it, it, they all made it easy for me, and I will forever be grateful.
I cannot heat up your food.
Oh, no, sorry. Not allowed in
3 minutes.
We're nearly there.
Do you need this?
Jesus.
Take whatever you want. There's 28 quid in the
till. No. That's our dad's old air gun.
So how did you come to do this? Did you know Aoife?
No. Aoife, I assume you sent the script to the agency or something, or to Michael Troika or whatever. And the agency sent it to me, and I read it and loved it, and said, yes, please.
Oh, fab.
Now, it is a comedy. I know we were saying about, you know, it can be quite serious at times. Yes. I suppose we can give this bit away, the fact that you're sitting on a plane, you're coming home for your mum's funeral, and you sit next to a man who then writes you down on his passport as being his next of kin, even though you've no clue who this man is. I assume being in the job that you're in, you spend a lot of time on planes, and you meet a lot of people, and people chat to you. Ever come across any situations, any strange conversations on board a plane?
No, but sure. But this really opened up my eyes to the potential of somebody dying on a plane. And I haven't seen it, even though I'm on planes a lot, but it must happen, you know? I mean, like, what do they do? Yeah, put a blanket over them, yeah.
Yeah, what do you do? Well, you obviously steal the corpse. That's what you do.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's, I find it very beautiful and pretty sad that this man in the opening of the movie, you know, just writes down my name just because we had a little chat and we share a last name.
Murphy, which is kind of common.
Yeah. It's kind of common, exactly.
Yeah. Boris Johnson thinks we're all called Murphy, you know. He made that comment last night. Varadkar, what kind of a name is Varadkar? Why isn't he called Murphy like the rest of them?
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said that, yeah.
Is he for real?
That's
another conversation.
Get me started.
This has become an international incident.
The other thing I want to ask you about was filming on that island. Oh, the island. Holy God, what's the story with the weather?
Never forget it. Never forget it. Never been so cold in all my... And we got off lightly because the day we were leaving, there was a storm coming in that would have stranded us there for like a week. So we got out just ahead of the storm, and we thought we'd spent the previous 4 days in a park, in a storm, you know?
Because no one cares if you're a film crew. The ferry's not going, the ferry's not going.
Exactly, yeah.
And helicopters are certainly not going.
I would have swam home. I'd be swimming home. There was nothing stopping me from getting off the island, I swear
to. No movie ever does that, right? I mean, we never actually shoot in the place where a story takes place. So for us to shoot between Clonakilty all the way up, traveling up to Rathlin Island, it was a real treat. It meant that we didn't have to act that part, so that's good.
Yeah, and you got pneumonia for free while you were there. Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Do you remember, I think one of my favourite moments was shooting was when you had to get on the Puffin bus on Rathlin Island. Colm was like, am I getting on this? if anyone, I think everyone should go to Rathlin Island, and if you go, get on the Puffin bus.
Okay.
Your life flashes before your eyes, is it?
Yeah. An experience you will never forget.
Okay, you need to have decent insurance in place.
Yes. Lots of patience.
Yeah. Don't forget, it's not easy, right? It was really very special, and we're very grateful to have been allowed to shoot on Rathlin Island. Because, yeah. I mean, we had to... You know, people were allowed to read the script, and
I was honestly so chuffed and so honored that they let us in and they welcomed us, and like the whole community are the actual ones who welcome Padraig's coffin onto the island. It's like that's the locals, and the reverend of the actual church in the island had he was an extra with a PSNI costume on him, and so they were just really supportive and really lovely, so it was kind of it was brilliant to be able to get to shoot there.
Imagine living that life where you had to get a ferry every time you wanted to go to a shop or
You know, most islands around the coast of Ireland and indeed the UK and all that are populations decreasing. Yeah. Rathlin's the only island where the population is actually increasing.
Really?
Yeah.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And there's seals, loads of seals. Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm an absolute disgrace. You know, all these tourists that come to Ireland, and I literally haven't been anywhere. It's desperate, isn't it? I'll have to come on the next time you make another movie, I'll come on set with you.
Do you like living in...
I have a girlfriend.
Well done.
Are you still getting the Desi Curly people shouting at you?
From time to time, yes, I do. I was just telling the guys, I had one last night where at this event in London, and a man cracked himself up by saying to me, "How did you get here tonight? On a fucking Suzuki?"
Well, there's nothing like, I have to say it, and even in this film he did it first, there's nothing like Colin Meaney using the F word.
I know.
He does it with such conviction, you'd only be proud to be Irish.
Yes, well... My father was always deeply ashamed of the language and about the snapper in the van. he when people would admire those films, he would say, "He does other things, you know."
Brilliant. Well, listen, guys, congratulations. Such a fun movie, and thanks so much for the lovely chat.
Thanks, lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Red alert! Red alert!